8:40 on the ticket on this Monday morning with the Musers. After the Cowboys go to Denver and get their hides tanned, 44-24. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about it is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing too well this morning.
Yeah, how disappointed were you after that game?
Well, 56 years ago, there was a doctor that looked me in the eye and said he had never seen a more disappointed man, especially in a labor and delivery setting. And I'm just glad that doctor didn't live to see me today. That was the guy that delivered Jerry Jr., by the way.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
I was very disappointed. That loss hit me so hard. And I started drinking during that game, and I was so passed out drunk after the game. I was declared luggage on our flight home. And that's on my private jet. That's on my own private jet.
Wow.
Declared me luggage.
Oh, gosh. Well, the defense was really bad. Are you still thinking about the possibility of making a trade to get some defensive
help? Yes. Yes, I want to trade the whole defense to Green Bay for Micah Parsons.
You want to get him back?
I want to get him back. Our defense, they took a huge step back. You know, we had seen some flickers and maybe they were getting better, and then they stepped all the way back to junior high school football yesterday. That's what it looked like, a junior high team out there playing.
It's bad.
And that Bronco offense just dominated our defense, dominated them. Almost as hard as I dominated Gate Agent against that wall in that family restroom at Little Rock International 28 years ago. I dominated her so hard we ripped that koala station right out of the molly boats and it skittered across the room and activated the Dyson Airblade, George.
That's a lot. A lot of bingos in there.
We saw the game. We didn't need the extra description. But
good. I'm glad you got a chance to see it.
So how did you feel about your quarterback, Dak Prescott, yesterday?
I feel like he threw two interceptions and didn't do anything to justify the $1 billion a year I pay him.
It's not quite that much.
I mean, I realize it was a good defense he was facing yesterday.
Yep.
But that giant pile of money I'm paying him ought to make him suck far less against them good defenses. I was very disappointed. Dak has been written out of my will.
Oh, wow.
Written out of my will. Now, I'm not going so far to say that I'm putting Jerry Jr. back in, but Dak's been written out.
Boy, we didn't even in the mile-high air get to see Brandon Aubrey try a long field goal. Do you think he's going to be able to try one from 70 at some point?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I had GM'd the game plan yesterday that was supposed to be Brandon Aubrey kicking from beyond 70 yards every single chance he got yesterday.
Right.
He's our most consistent scorer, and I don't know why Shotty didn't do what I told him to, and that is every play we get, we have him try to kick a field goal. Every play from offense.
But no matter where you are.
No matter where we are. I want to see him making a 70-yarder, an 80-yarder, a 90-yarder. Hell, he could do it, and we would have had a better score if we'd given Brandon Aubrey some more chances and a hell of a lot better highlight reel.
You know, I guess if you did just get the midfield every time, you'd have short possessions.
That's right.
10 possessions, 30 points.
That's right.
That's right. 30 points right there.
It's actually genius.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Well, the defense is not genius right now, but a lot of people think DeMarvian Overshown coming back, that could add a lot. Now that he's practicing, are you excited about his return?
We've done everything. I'm wanting to get him back. We've been doing everything to get him ready. We're doing magnets, cryotherapy, regular therapy, Freudian therapy, every kind of therapy we can do. We've been placing leeches all over his butt cheeks. That's old school. That's the way we did it when I was a kid. But we're very excited to get him back out on the field and help everyone forget about that trade I made when I was trying to GM this team and got rid of Micah.
Well, you said you had some drink yesterday. Did you manage to get out of Denver without flipping somebody off?
Well, I didn't flip anybody. I did make an obscene gesture, but I didn't flip anybody off.
Okay, what'd you do?
Saw a good-looking Bronco cheerleader, and I made the index finger of one hand poking in and out of the closed fist on the other hand.
Gary.
I think I may get fined for that, but I think it may be worth it, too. But, hey, you know what? I mean, we're going to turn this thing around. Hopefully we can get Trayvon Diggs to play football again.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You know, I'm always talking about the most important ability is availability.
Yeah, right.
But with Trayvon, our big buzzword has been predictability, as in, can we predict what this lunatic will come up with so he can't play next week? I swear.
Yeah, these are strange times.
He's a strange guy, and I tell you, he's about as reliable as a crypto altcoin right now, and I can't handle it.
Well, hang in there, Jerry. There's still plenty of football left.
I appreciate that,
George.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate the Cowboy fans sticking with us. And, hey, look, next week we're going to do better. I promise you we're going to do better. Because we can't do a whole lot worse. So we're going to do better.
All right, we'll see you, Jerry.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. There goes Jarrett.